This is Man Kutir. Man means it's a loving mood of opposition or contrariness. Sometimes we say sulky mood. But Radharani shows a little bit opposite mood towards Krishna. Uncooperative. There's two very interesting leelas. The first one involves Chandravali and Krishna, and the other one involves Radharani. So once Krishna was supposed to meet Radharani at a place called Sanket, which is halfway between Barsana and Nandagram, and we'll visit there the day after tomorrow. But on the way to Sanket, then Krishna was intercepted, or let's say he was stopped by Padma. Padma is the chief Sakhi of Chandravali, who is the rival of Srimati Radharani. So Padma was quite frank with Krishna. She said, listen, you know, you're very cruel. Shaibya and myself, we've been searching all over the forest looking for you. Our gopi, our Chandravali, she's waiting in her kunj. She's so much anxious to meet you, but we can't find you anywhere, so we're not going to let you go. You have to come with us. You have to meet Chandravali. You can't go, until you meet Chandravali, we won't let you go anywhere. You come. So of course, Krishna is very clever, so he replied, oh Padma, I become so happy and thrilled whenever I remember the beautiful form of Chandravali. There's no one more beautiful and sweet in the whole three worlds than Chandravali. I'm so anxious to meet her. I really want to go with you and meet her. But I received a royal invitation from Vrishabhanu Maharaj. He's invited me and my family to his house for lunch. But as soon as the luncheon engagement is over, I will quickly, immediately go to meet Chandravali. So you please, Padma, you please pacify Chandravali and tell her that I'll be right there after this lunch engagement. So Krishna is feeling very proud that he fooled Padma. She said, okay, I guess, all right, after lunch you can come. But suddenly, at that moment, Chandravali arrived on the scene. She held Krishna's hand and said, oh Nandanandan, neglecting my household duties, I have wandered all over the forest looking specifically for you. But when I meet you, the whole day that I've been searching flashes by in a moment of divine happiness. Oh Shyam, I am living only because of your love. And of course, this applies to each one of us. We're only living in Krishna consciousness because of the love of Krishna. So Chandravali, besides being Krishna's lover, is also a great philosopher. So Krishna replies, oh Pranapriya, which means dear one of my heart, I can't find the right words to reply to you. I also have been wandering the whole forest looking just for you. Oh, as soon as I hear the word Chandra, I start trembling and lose my patience. And whenever I see the moon, Chandrama, all my senses of my body, my hands, my nose, everything, I'm hankering to touch you and to be with you. Oh Priya, now I've revealed my mind to you. Meanwhile, in the tree there was one female parrot named Sukshmadi. That parrot belonged to Srimati. And that parrot was all ears. Acha! So immediately that parrot flew off to report to Radharani. When Lalita heard the bad news, she became very angry. On the spot, without thinking for a second, she hatched a plan to retaliate against that mischievous rascal Krishna. Listen, Sakis, I am going right now immediately to the house of Govardhan Mala. And if you don't know who that is the husband of Chandravali. And listen, Sakis, I'm going to tell Govardhan Mala that his wife is meeting intimately with Krishna. And then what happened? So Lalita Sakhi went to Chandravali's home, but she didn't find her husband. But better yet, she found her mother-in-law, and they're worse than husbands. Her name is Karahala. And what did the mother-in-law do? Fuming with anger, she rushed off to catch her daughter-in-law, Chandravali, alone in a kunj with Shyam. Padma gets very scared seeing the mother-in-law, Chandravali, running down the path. Padma bursts into the kunj and says, Chandravali, your mother-in-law is coming! Chandravali starts trembling in fear. And Krishna says nonchalantly, he says, Chandravali, just relax. I will protect you. Parichanaya sadhanam vinashaya chatuskritam. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Parichanaya sadhanam, I protect everyone. Rakshishya titi vishvaso goptatve varanam tata. This is symptoms of surrender, that we firmly believe, without a doubt, without any hesitation, without any fear or doubt or hesitation, we firmly believe that Krishna and only Krishna is my one and only protector here, there, and everywhere. Bahir Nishingo, everywhere Krishna is my protector. This is Sharanagati. So Krishna told Chandravali, I will protect you. And what did he do? Krishna immediately assumed the form of a goddess. He became Katyayani Devi. Because Krishna is Prasya Shakti Vavadaya Shuyate. All Shakti is within him, so he manifested his Katyayani Roop. Chandravali was very delighted. Then her mother-in-law, Karahala, rushed into the country. No! No! What are you doing wandering around all the forest all day? Ah! Only I've come here. Oh, yeah, you say you've come to the forest to collect flowers for puja. But now you're just coming to meet this person secretly. What kind of despicable character you're showing here? Today I will punish you suitably for this act of transgression. Hearing the outburst from Chandravali's mother-in-law, Padma said, what are you talking about? Open your eyes, you blind old woman. Just look in front of you. You see your saintly, pure, and tender daughter-in-law? She's worshipping Katyayani Ma. See how your daughter is praying so devotedly to Katyayani. Listen, Karahala, cool down. Don't you realize that the goddess is standing right in front of you? You shouldn't show such an angry mood in front of the goddess. Karahala, she became very pleased with all the sakis. Chandravali offered her obeisances to her mother-in-law, who then gave her daughter-in-law a warm embrace and escorted her home very lovingly. So that ends part one. Now, part two. Meanwhile, that was a happy ending in one place. But what's happening in Radharani's kunj? When Krishna came out of Chandravali's kunj, he was greeted by Subal. And Subal complimented his good friend, said, Kaniya, that was really a good trick. You really fooled Chandravali's mother-in-law. Subal and Krishna got a good laugh. That's right, Subal. Did you see her face? Do you see that old lady's face when she looked at me? It's Katyayani, she almost left her body. So Krishna and Subal, they had a good laugh. Then they proceeded to the kunj of Radhika. Seeing Shyam smiling, laughing, and approaching the kunj, Radhika turned her face away in disgust. The leader blocked the entrance to the kunj and said, you cheater! Get out from here! You're always enjoying other women, other wives in different kunjas. Don't take another step if you want to keep your life. Just go back to whomsoever you came from. And you better abandon any hopes that you may have any success of attaining anything over here. Krishna stopped smiling. Subal stopped laughing. Krishna said in a choked voice,
Lalita, why are you so angry with me? I'm completely free from any fault. I can't live another moment without meeting my Praneeshwari Radha. Radhika's beautiful, sweet name, her form, her qualities are my very life and soul. Lalita, you are Anuradha. You should take me to Radha. Oh, please relieve my great distress I'm feeling in separation from Radhika.
Then Krishna slowly approached Radha, and he sat at her lotus feet and folded his hands. Tears started dripping uncontrollably from Shyam's eyes. Krishna's tears of surrender and pure love fell repeatedly upon the lotus feet of Radhika. Glancing up at Radhika with apologetic eyes, Shyam said piteously,
Oh Rai, please save me. Please save me.
Manini Radha did not even glance at Shyam, realizing he was facing an impenetrable fortress of opposition. Krishna slowly stood up and quietly left the kunj. However, seeing Krishna looking so dejected, depressed, and disappointed, Vishakha felt compassionate, and she boldly addressed Radhika. "Oh, Radhe, don't be so angry with Shyam. After all, you and I and everyone knows that Krishna is wicked by nature. Nevertheless, what to do? You are deeply in love with Shyam, and that everyone knows. Actually, my dear Sakhi, you don't have any other choice. But don't you realize how much Shyam is attached to you? He can't live for a moment without you, so please adhere to my advice. Heed my advice and forget your anger." Becoming more angry upon hearing Vishakha's pleas, Radharani said,
"Vishakha, what kind of confidential Sakhi are you anyway? You are repeatedly asking me to forgive this black snake?"
Vishakha stood up and went quietly from the kunj, just like Krishna did. And she went to Krishna to report Radharani's burning condition of intense opposition. Krishna said, "Vishakha, if Radhika is not happy with me, I'll give up my life." Understanding the extreme pain and anguish that Krishna was facing, Vishakha devised a means by which Shyam could meet with Radhika. Vishakha said, "Shyam, listen. You must dress up as a female gopi musician and carry a veena in your hand. When you arrive at Radharani's kunj, all we sakis will glorify your musical talent and ask you to play your veena. Radhika really likes veena music, and when she hears the virtuosity of your playing, she'll be definitely pleased." Krishna dressed as a gopi. He showed up at the kunj, and Radharani was curious. She said, "Oh, sakis, who is this amazingly attractive new Sakhi that has suddenly arrived? She appears to be all attractive." Vishakha said, "Oh, Radhika, she's Shama Sakhi. She's come from Mathura. She's a very famous musician and Sangeetwali in Mathura. She's famous all over Mathura city for her veena playing. After hearing about your wonderful quality, she has come here to play for you." Radharani looked at Shyam Sakhi and moved her head, as Indians do, to indicate that she wanted her to play. Hearing the sweet ragas, Radharani's heart melted with joy. Overwhelmed with happiness, Radharani spontaneously embraced the veena player. And then, the veena player returned the embrace. Not only that, the veena player kissed Radhika's sweet lips. Very friendly indeed. Seeing this beautiful display of ecstatic Braja Prem, all the assembled Sakhis and Manjaris, and they said, "Jai Jai Shri Radhe." So needless to say, Manini Radha now became Mahabhavati Radha. Manini Radha ki jai, Mankutira ki jai.